This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Well, I would think you're in it, right?
I've been saying it, but I haven't seen, usually by this time I've seen a picture of the car, everything's all set, and I've heard nothing.
Well, maybe it's a giant vagina.
Maybe. Hopefully it's a big vagina. The first time I got one in a long time. I'll crush that vagina. I'll smash that shit.
So now, would you get into this giant vagina head first or feet first?
I don't know, but hopefully if I'll fold it up.
What's that?
Hopefully I'll fold it up. Hey.
Why would you fold it?
I don't get that.
It's a joke.
All right, but explain the joke.
It was a bad one.
Next. Okay, all right, good. You're pissed already. We're 8 seconds into the
weekend
review.
I'm not pissed. I'm like, if the joke didn't work, I move on.
Yeah, all right.
You should have folded on that joke.
I have flops. National flop day. I can hit you from here.
A joke flopped. Yeah.
So what would your giant rolling vagina be called?
Pam.
Nah, I was throwing a C.
Cute?
No, for complete.
Oh, welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
What about it?
Pam's over there.
Hello.
AKA Rolling Giant Vagina.
Oh, nice to meet you.
And Phil's over there.
Hey.
Why does it have a deep voice?
It's so, a giant vagina.
It's a giant rolling
giant
vagina.
Yeah.
That's right. It's been used a lot.
Yeah. At least it's getting usage.
Like a toxic waste site.
At least it's getting use.
And they call it Emigra.
What?
Nothing.
What are they? What?
Emigra.
What does that mean?
Immigration.
Oh. So we were talking about this
old
car.
News.
That's the giant rolling vagina.
Exactly, yeah. I'm in the demolition derby on Sunday, and I haven't seen hide nor hair of whatever vehicle I'm using on Sunday. Usually by this point, I've seen
a
car.
We have a picture on our Facebook
I've
and
seen,
Instagram.
Yeah, in various stages with the windows, then all windows out of it, and all the paint on it and everything else, and I have no idea what I'm driving. I mean, I could be driving nothing.
Yeah.
So I have no idea. So I'm anxious to see what it is myself.
Be interesting.
Yeah.
So you're not going to spend Father's Day with your father?
No, I'm at the Goshen Stampede.
You saw them last weekend?
They came to the comedy show on Sunday.
So
yeah,
it was kind of
Saturday.
Like,
yeah, so I saw them. Yeah. So, and I'll see him the following weekend. We're going to Barrett Jackson.
Oh.
On the 24th.
There's your Father's Day trip right there.
Yeah, so.
Father and son, Barrett Jackson.
Right, so.
All right. How about you, Pam? What's going on with you?
I'm going to be going to my parents' house for Father's Day.
Are you
going to
give him a coupon for like free hug or free
I think I may. I've done it before. He never redeems them, so it's an easy gift for me.
It's like a free gift.
Yeah.
Big Y card.
Yeah, Pam can give him a $30 Big Y card.
Could I? I don't know.
Well, first you have to have a radio station t-shirt on.
You got to earn it first.
So we got this nice email that sales are really going through the roof and everyone's doing really well. I'm happy. So show your team pride.
Exactly.
By wearing the radio station t-shirt.
Right, your favorite radio station t-shirt.
Yeah. Very rarely, probably once a week, Pam and I will pull in at the same time. And today we pulled in at the same time. And I was a few steps ahead of her, and I turned around, and I saw she wasn't wearing the radio station shirt. And I said, didn't you get the email?
And I said, yes. And
no,
I said,
you said, what email?
And I said, what, do you have an appearance today?
Yeah, she said to me, what, do you got an appearance?
Yes,
like, no,
work.
The email.
And I was like, oh, I remember reading it vaguely.
Yeah.
But I was reading it, like, while I think I was waking up from a nap, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
and then
like,
I remember,
whatever, I'll deal with this later.
Yeah, and I think I remember being like, ooh, I should, you know, put aside the shirt, but then I just wasn't home, or I don't know what I was doing.
Right.
And I just never did. And then I woke up, and it was not even in my brain at all.
Everybody here had a shirt on.
You know what's cool, though, is that all of us chose a different shirt. Like, none of us are wearing the same shirt. We don't look like a football team over here. Like, everybody has a different shirt. I thought it was pretty cool how it happened by accident.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was wondering if everyone was going to wear one.
Yeah.
I even said to Chaz Pam when I walked in this morning, I was like, you know, I was guessing last night because I took mine out the night before because I knew I would forget if I just woke up. So I put mine out the night before and I was like, you know what? Should I bring a second one? Because I feel like Pam might forget hers. And I'm like, nah, I'm like, I'll, you know, it's free food, basically, is what they're giving out. I'm like, she doesn't forget anything when it comes to free food. So I didn't bring one. Expecting that you'd have yours.
You know what the best part is? Even our show interns had PLR shirts on.
Well, can I say, as soon as I saw Phil this morning, I said, Pam doesn't have a shirt on. Can you make sure those intern shirts disappear?
That's why they're not here.
That's
because
right.
The first thing I did was there were two BLR shirts right here where I sit. And I come in and I look and there's a folder here. So I thought it was the folder was hiding the shirt. So I lift it up and I'm like, oh, crap, the shirts aren't here.
Yeah.
That was going to be my saving grace.
That's right.
So then I emailed Drew in marketing and I'm like, help me out. I'm like, Drew, I just need a PLR shirt. I'll give it right back. He never wrote me back. So
good,
everyone
for you, Drew.
Is out to get me.
Oh, Phil took it to another extreme. He took the T-shirts and put them on the interns. So
that's
everyone.
Where they...
So they do belong to the interns. So this was something that Chaz had asked of the boss a couple weeks ago. It was like, can we get them shirts? So everyone got their own shirt. So the two interns that were in today, Rongbert and David, who we need a nickname for, both those were their shirts.
Shirt thief.
So when they came in, I was like, guys, just do me a favor. Go to the bathroom, change whatever shirt you're wearing, and put the PLR shirt on. And if anyone asks you, you got it last week, and you just decided to wear it today.
I honestly thought, I saw them both, and I'm like, I really thought to myself, oh, man, I'm
well,
the biggest
even the
asshole.
Interns.
Even the interns. So I'm thinking, oh, Phil's on top of it. He even texts the interns, like, heads
everybody's
up.
On this. This is a big
day.
Deal.
This
even the homeless
day.
Guy outside's wearing one.
Oh, my God. I'm such an... I feel like an a-hole. I do.
Well, you know what? Somebody from sales just walked in there and held up a T-shirt and got a card.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, they didn't even put it on?
There were shirts draped over salespeople's chairs today.
That
when
doesn't
I, when
count.
I came in because I was looking for some whiteout.
Yeah. Well, they do have meetings today or whatever, but lots of fun. How about you, Phil? What's up?
Well, I'm going to a Dave and Tim show.
Dave Matthews,
yep. Up
Why
in Saratoga, New York, because it's a Dave and Tim show, so he's not with the full band.
Who's Tim?
I don't know who Tim is.
Some other guy with a guitar?
Yeah, so it's sort of like a little bit more
yourself.
Intimate
yeah,
show.
You are.
So my youngest sister, JoJo, who just moved out to Arizona, is like a pretty big fan, and she's like, all the live stuff that I hear, my favorite stuff, every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, this is great, what is it? And they're like, it's Dave and Tim. So she's like, it's even better than when they're with the full band. So I don't know what that means, if the songs are longer or what happens.
No, you know what? That might be the point. They're not longer.
Yeah?
Yeah, probably.
I didn't ask her, but she did say that she is excited. So Amanda, like Jennifer, I guess, has never been to a show. So her parents are like, you're not going. Like when she was growing up, when she was in high school, like from Cheshire, they're like, you're not going to that show.
Yeah.
So my friend Erin, who actually just moved back to the United States from London, is living in New York. She moved there at the end of March, and she's been getting settled, like finding a place to live, getting furniture, like all that shit. So she sent an email out to a group of our friends like at the beginning of May and was like, I want to go to this show. And I was like, yes, we're in. And then my buddy Mike, I was the best man at his wedding. He lives out in San Francisco with his wife, Jessie. They're in town for the summer. They're going to be around Connecticut for this month and next month. So it's going to be a big group of people that like haven't really like mixed it up like for a weekend yet. So we're going all the way up. And then Mike's family's got like a cabin up there near Lake George. So we're going to stay there all weekend.
Shit. That sounds awesome.
We'll be back for Father's Day.
That
obviously,
sounded like a Dave afternoon. Matthews song.
I wanted to explain who everybody is.
I'm going to a Dave and Tim show with my friends. Cover that.
What route are you taking?
Going north.
Did you say going north or going
north?
Going long?
Going north.
Going north. Oh.
Oh
I enjoyed the story.
I'm happy I know about all your friends and their lives now.
It's a rough room.
Shirt boy.
How about you, Chaz?
That's our payback.
Good
how
one.
About, how about you, Chaz?
Yeah, I struggled this week with that Sandy Hook story. I wanted to leave it alone. I, you know, was in the news Monday, was in the news Tuesday. I'm like, you know, this is just going to be a fucking wet blanket. Mm. You know, we want to be a laugh on the way into work.
Yeah.
We want to be a smile on your face. I'm like, you know, I don't want to bring it up for a couple of reasons. One, I don't want to give this douchebag any time.
Any publicity.
And right. And I, you know, it's like, there's no humor in it.
None.
But it eats at me, you know, that some, you know, a group that, you know, acted like they gave a shit when all this was happening is now cashing in on it. And I felt like, I got to call them out. And we called them out. And of course, and I think I've said this every single time, the people who work there the front lines, yeah. the people mm-hmm. you see
That's
on,
important
on NBC Connecticut.
This.
We're friends with them. They right. don't make those decisions. None. We were asking NBC Connecticut, the management,
right.
not to run the Sandy Hook special
not
Sunday.
The work of these.
They're going to do it. They're owned by NBC. The general manager there has been there for like a day. And, you know, she replaces someone who was there for 3 days. It's a stepping stone job. They bring you in. You run that place.
To
you
a
do a good
market.
Job.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Boston. You go to Washington. You go to Philly.
Right.
Then you go to New York. And then you go to the network. It's a ladder system. So, like, no one in management in that building is going to call
no.
the boss and say, you know that guy at the top of the food chain who spent a ton of money on this Megyn Kelly
yeah.
to create buzz? Like, we live here. This is not good for it. No one's going to make that call.
They're not going to rattle the cage. It's like shoots and ladders. They're going to yeah. go to one spot and go, woo, right to the mailroom.
Yeah. So, you know, from what I heard through the grapevine, that the management team took a ride to New York, met with people, expressed their concerns. At the time of the meeting, the network hadn't even seen the interview.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're like, you don't even know what's going to air?
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
it's, but I can tell you now, and there are other reports outside of the reports that I'm hearing from inside the building, that the network now is cutting this up to make it look like Megyn gave him a hard time.
Yeah.
And so the douchebag is now going to release audio to say, yeah, it wasn't that much of a hard time.
Oh, yeah. Man.
But this is what you get when you get into bed with this kind of a thing.
Yeah. You called your own shit show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've been here for 14 years, and I don't want to brag on this place, but I do want to brag on this place, because every single thing that's happened that's been major, they've done the right thing, and they've done the real thing. Like, we've dropped commercials.
Yeah.
We went full-blown, like, dropped the music, Sandy Hook, you know, and when the station does something, they do it for the right reason.
Exactly.
You know how that happens? The owner lives in Westport. The person who runs this place has lived in Connecticut her whole life, and that this is what you get. So the math isn't what's going to make us the most money. It's what is best for the community we live in.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I did it, and we probably lost some friends, maybe not. I said that, you know, we would say goodbye to them forever. I think once that management team is gone,
yeah,
maybe the door is open
right,
again.
The coast is clear again.
I don't know, but yeah. I'm not happy with that. I'm a little bit more involved in that community than most people. But I haven't really run into anyone, like 99.1% of the people I've talked to and have commented on the Facebook page has said, yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's bullshit and it's gross. Like, these families, after everything they've gone through, have now been terrorized by mm-hmm. assholes who follow this guy. And it's not about free speech. The guy's got a fucking radio show. So if you want right. to hear him, there's plenty of opportunities for him. This is not free. This is not a free speech. We need to hear what this guy has to say. He's making shit up.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's just making shit up. It's not like Republican, Democrat, there's two different points of view. He's just making
shit up. He's
delusional.
They're trying to give him credibility where he doesn't have any.
Right. When you put him on a show like that, it does give him credibility. But anyway, so that was one part of my week, you know, and then the other part of the week is just getting ready for the weekend, Father's Day. I'm really excited about it. Like, I never have any gigs on this weekend because I'm like, all weekend, it's me and Chaz hanging out.
Yep.
That's going to be good.
Jennifer's brother's in town with his wife and kids, so we're all going to get together tonight with Anthony. We're going to go to a restaurant. That'll be $1 million bucks.
Yeah. Where?
And then I think 121 in Oxford. Not a cheap place.
Right.
And then Saturday night, Chaz and I always make sauce and lasagna together.
Aww.
And I was looking through the instructions in my book of, like, how to make sauce.
The ingredients?
This is my grandmother's sauce, passed down to my father, passed down to my brother Joey, then passed down to me. And I made some notes in there. Do not drink Patron. Apparently, the first couple of times I made the sauce, it did not come out great.
Gotcha.
That's funny.
Yeah, too much Patron, so you drink after you make the sauce.
Exactly, in celebration of.
Right.
Well, the good thing about sauce, usually, is you can throw everything in the pot, and then you let it simmer on a low heat, and usually it's time at that point, so you can drink while it's simmering.
And the good thing about lasagna is always leftovers.
Not around
nope,
my place.
Not there.
No, we finish them. I'll be like 8 pounds heavier on Monday morning.
I was going to give Jennifer shit this morning, too, because she came into the studio and you were like, oh, it's the first time here is my fiance. And everyone was like, oh. And I was like, yeah, and we should kick you right out for not bringing us any fucking food over here.
Yeah, that's
right.
Every time you come,
you got cornbread or some bread pudding or something.
Right. Mm. Where the hell's the food?
She brought us like shots once. She made us the Bailey's, whatever.
Oh, I forgot about
that. You mentioned Jennifer's name. Pam salivates.
It's true.
You put a ring on her finger, and then look at what happens. Yeah, that's it.
Well, like a wife of niceties.
Yep. I put my work in. I'm good.
I'm good.
It works.
I got it. I earned this bitch.
Locked it in. But thank you for being so nice to her family.
Oh, they're freaking awesome.
Family.
They're nice.
Yeah, I can't wait to see them again.
Great audience.
Oh, fuck yeah. Can
they
come to like how many shows, please?
Everything.
Oh, felt
right
good.
In the front.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, have a great weekend, everyone. We got to get Phil out of here so he can take his long journey.
Right.
Where is he going again?
Can you tell us that again, Phil?
Sure.
He wants to get here early.
That's the Week in Review podcast. Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this podcast. Please comment on it. It helps. It raises the level, like when you search shit.
Right.
So the comments make a big deal. So thank you for that. And tell a friend. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.